Parashas Balak, Tov Shinayin Ches. Parashas Balak, we deal with the famous Maya story. Balak hires out Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Balak does it out of a fear that he's going to, Klal Yisrael are going to usurp their country. And he decides to hire Bilam. And Balak did it, different shmuz, not today. And Balak's feeling of achrayus as a king. The king has to feel the achrayus of his nation. Balak was not doing out of any anger or hatred for Klal Yisrael at all. He was doing it at one, and it's Mufturik in the Psukim. It says later on, he said, he just wanted that they should get him off his land, get him away from my people. I have a responsibility as the king to be responsible for my nation. But he hired Bilam because he heard Koichim Bepeh. And Bilam came on Klal Yisrael with a much greater anger and much greater hatred. A real forbidden the hatred to Klal Yisrael that he said, And by Chasin, all that all the Chok Kavli Oisai Ulayachol Iliyachom Boy Vegei Rashtiv. Rashi says, "Mina Oyla." Bilam says, "I want to get him out of the world, total out of the world." In fact, we're doing in Tosfos Brachos 7a. Tosfos says Bilam wasn't such a tremendous koyach as Peh. He knew one thing. He knew the Shah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry, and he knew that exact moment. And he was going to wait for that moment, and then, so Tosfos says, what could he say already? So one Tosfos says, Kalehim. Kalehim means destruction, total destruction. Tosfos says, you know what I mean? He would start, and once he started, he got it in. Oh. But Kalehim, he wanted this total destruction, total obliteration of the Jewish people. So it's very, very interesting, Rabbi Yisai. There's a tremendous theme, I think, if we feed to understand the parish, a tremendous Yisoi. Chitney this year, a new Einfeld in the parish of Oysa. We find something very fascinating in the parish, which is like, obviously the theme of the parish is Bilam's going to curse Klaius so hired by Balak, going to different places, and by Sovishal Dovar, he's not successful in cursing Klal Yisrael. He gives them brachas. But at the end, at the end of the day, there are different parashiyas over here which discuss Bilam's going and how he went. And in those parashiyas, a lot of ramazim, Rabbi said, very interesting ramazim. Rashi brings many of those ramazim. Rashi says, when Bilam was going, first of all, one thing he says, Vayachvoish es asoinoi. Bilam saddled his donkey himself. Why did he do that? He was a very, very rich person, very, very honorable person, a person that was seeked out by many, sought out by many of the great kings and people in the world for his services. What was he doing saddling a donkey, which is the job of a stable master, job of a horseman? It's not the job to saddle your donkey. You get the donkey man to do that. Says Rashi, Vikansha Sinamikal Kelas is Ashura. His anger, his hatred for Klal Yisrael messed him up, perverted his mind. This great man, honorable man, sitting there saddling the donkey, his hatred was so great. Very okay. Now we understand. Says Rashi, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's different. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosha. Fakodmach. Avram Aviyem. Start a new song. B'kitzur, kvar kol b'ch Avram Avim, sh'nem v'yashkem v'boiko v'yach v'shuscha moira. What's going on over here? Talk to Ben Shloim. No! Avram did it before you. What? What is going on? So Moshe Feinstein has a Gevaldik Gevor, which is Agav Urche Usra, an unbelievable form of this Rashi. Moshe says that there are things that the Goyim do, and especially Bilam, he holds there was a tremendous Kavan over here. He says, look, God, look at the honorable Bilam, how much I'm ready to do. Me, with all my cover and all my honor and all my chashivas, I'm sitting there saddling a donkey. Why? Because I want to show you what lengths I'm ready to go to curse this nation, to get against this nation. Says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're trying to make a kitchuk, how far you can go, how early you can get up. Avram got up even early in the morning to saddle his donkey for his belief. You think you're doing greatness? You think you have a kitchuk on Klal Yisrael for your belief? How early you get up? We have Avram Avihem. He got up even earlier. Vayachvo Yishes Amchamoyroi also. For the kid to go out to Lech Lechol, to Kedis Yitzchak. The kitchuk won't work, not on these people. Not on Avram. Well, the Maisa, so if Moshe is a Gevaldik, the first time I interact, it's beautiful Yisoid here. How we see that there are things, and it's an important Yisoid. There are many things that go on that the Goyim do that could be a Shtigl Kitrik or Klal Yisrael, if they're getting up early to go to their worship places. And we're puffing away at 11:30. Religion is really important to me. I turn over on the other side. B'kitzah, it's a shtickle kitchuk, Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi Yisai. It's a Chas V'Shalom kitchuk. Remember, Tzvi Kushelevsky said that back then, later, when there was the Tusky, that's also said, he said when there was the bombers, the suicide bombers going on. So he said, it's a terrible thing about it, but Lamais, there's also a Chas V'Shalom, could be a kitchuk. Because you see what they're ready to go. You're right. They're meshugana. They're promised. Who knows what they're promising? All those things in Shemayim. But whatever they're promised, whatever they're prepared, but they're doing it because they're doing it for their religion. And what they're ready to go through for their religion. But a person has to be. At that time, he said there was a beginning that we have to show our dedication as best as possible to sit a few more minutes by the Sefer. But say, if the Goyim are ready to, who knows what for their religion? What are we ready to do for our religion? But that was the Yisoid. But again, here we find the very one of the things which we're going to find in this Yisoid of Oisat, or the Parsha, is there's something going on here, an underlining theme of Oisat, of Bilam with Avram, and not just Avram with the office. Vaita. Rashi says later on, they got to a place, and there was three different places that the donkey went off the road. He sat down, he banged it to the wall. Three different places. What was the three different places? Umedrash Agada, Yesh, V'tanchuma, Maro Lamoy B'shloishim Mekoyim Simoni Ovois Hireyu. He was showing the Simoni Ovois. What is this? Simoni Ovois Hireyu. I think very, very posh of Ovois. Rashi, Vaita the Rashi, Zesh Sholosh Ragon, which we mentioned, the Shmuz, we mentioned in the Siyam, Ramaz Le'at, Mevakesh, Lak, or Uma, Achogega Sholosh Ragon, B'Sholom. The donkey opens his mouth, Vayifta Hashem is Pia Osoi, he talks, the donkey can talk. What's his major message? Bershom opens the mouth of the donkey, what is this major message he's going to give? Why do you hit me three times? That's it. But he doesn't say shalosh pa'amim. He says shalosh regalim. Says Rashi, it was a remez also, the nation that celebrates the shalosh regalim. Ma'ayin shalosh regalim. Later in the parashah we'll see it also. Thomas Nash Moshe Shorim, Kimirosh Shurim Ereno. Talks about the Ovis and the Ovis of Boisai. And I think it's a double posture of Boisai. The few we started the Shmuz with the Boisai. Bilam over here was going to do something, not just going to make a kitchuk against Klal Yisrael, and not just to maybe give an Oynish on Klal Yisrael. He was trying to destroy and I want to enjoy to uproot this nation. To uproot something, Rabbi Yisrael, you got to take out the shoyrish. You got to uproot the shoyrish. Atabo lakor, Russian laakor. He was coming to uproot Klal Yisrael from its mitzvahs. That's how he's going to the Bekal of Klal Yisrael. He wants to Bekal them and uproot them and wipe them off the oilam, to take something out of the world. It's not enough just to cut it off the top of the earth. You got to go and uproot it. The Mela, his Kampf, wasn't only with the Klal Yisrael. He was trying to uproot us from our Sharshim. And the Rebbeinu was saying, you can't get this nation. But the Shoyrashim are so strong. It's the Shoyrash of Avram, the Shoyrash of Yitzchak, and the Shoyrash of Yaakov. And you're not going to be able to do anything to the Shoyrash, this Ummah, to be Oike, this Ummah. Yeah, he gives an Eitzah, maybe catch him in Aveira. Chayesho might sin, but they're not going to be Oike, the Yisoy, Rav Yisrael. But it's not because you're not going to only be Oike, the Oike, the Yisoy. Because the Gabriel didn't tell them. Didn't tell him in the remez. Zeshlosh regards of Rishashosh Paami connected Aaron Yitzchak Yaakov. Elo Uma Hachoy Geges. And the answer is that Uma, which the Shoyrish is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that Shoyrish is being Nimshach in the nation who celebrates the Sholosh Regal. For the Torah says in Tov Yud Zayin, you have Tov Yud Tad, Tov Yud Zayin, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, says the Torah. Why do we celebrate the Shosh Regalim? Pesach Keneged Avram, Surim Shvuas Keneged Yitzchak, and Sukkos Keneged Yaakov, Sheyaakov Yonach Sukkos Sukkos. Memela, the pshat is that Shoyrish is ready, took root. This is a Uma that's Choygeges, they're being Nimshach in the Midas of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and celebrating the Shosh Regalim. So it's not only the fact that they're well rooted, but that well rooted plant has taken root. It's gone. It started to grow. Started to sprout. Hachogeg is Gimel Regalim, but the Gimel Regalim represents Klal Yisrael's dedication to the cause, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Klal Yisrael's dedication. How much they're ready to go to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that midah. This nimsa chai v'kayim in Klal Yisrael. They might make mistakes, they might move there, but the choygegas go and go on with us. Or imamshach in the yisoid ulai. That the emes the sholosh regalim of us. The sholosh regalim. The vahafta represents the vahafta Hashem alaykecha v'chol avavcha v'chol nafsha v'chol miyodecha. When we go up in Shalosh Regalim, obviously there's a Bechol of Avcha. There's a fight. There's the Yetzara doesn't want to go up to do such a thing, to Meshabit himself, to bring a Korban. Bechol of Avcha, Shnei Yitzrecha, Bechol Nafchicha. Makoyim, going on a route such far distances. Distance is Sakana, Sakana. Bechol Nafchicha, Bechol Moidecha. They leave everything behind, Rabbi Yisrael. The Mara says in Tzachim, when the Pasuk says we leave everything behind, it's B'chol Moedecha, Shosh Regalim was the key in the Pasuk. But the Abbas also, V'ohavta Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Levavcha Zu Avram, Avram lo yhirer Av Pam B'chol Levavcha, it was lo yhirer, that was the Ikki Yisod of all the Nisyanis, lo yhirer, there's a B'chol Levavcha, no matter what the Nisayin was, B'chol Nafshcha, Afil Noitach Nashecha, that's Yitzchak, he's ready to sacrifice himself. V'chol Moedecha, this is Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Nosser Sukkos. Yaakov's whole test was mominous. He went to work for love and he was tripped thousands of times because Baruch Hu showed him, don't worry. V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Avavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, those are the obvious of both sides. And they stood through all these nishaynis. And that's the Choygege, Sholosh Regalim, the Ava between Klal Yisrael and between the Ibn Yisrael Olam is not only but the Hero Simon Avos. But it's Simone of Klal Yisrael Chogeges, the Nimshach, Klal Yisrael, the B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Miyodecha. And mainly you're not going to have any koach against them. No matter what you're going to try, Bela, you're going to go back with Pachei Nefesh, because this nation is a nation that has very deep-rooted Avram's Mesiris Nefesh. No matter what you're going to try to do, and what you're trying to make Katre, they're well-rooted in that root. has continued on the nation that's chogeg shalosh u'gaon u'vesa. That's the remez in the parasha of Bilam u'vesa. And the Musa Haskel, Rabbi said, for us to learn from this, Rabbi said, what a Musa Haskel. That we have to think, Rabbi, a little bit. I mean, we every day, three times a day, Rabbi, we sit and we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, Rabbi. It's not for nothing, Rabbi. There's a chazal that says a person is supposed to say, Matayim Magiyah Masai, the Masai Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, the Masai Avos. The person has to know that when we talk about the Avos, we talk about the Zimani Avos. It's not just time to remember, it's just that they were matbiya in us. Rabbi said, tremendous doichas. We always said over from Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin says on the Mishnah in Avos, Mishnah Perek Chay, Mishnah Bey says, Asura doiris minoyach v'yad Avram. There were 10 generations of Noach to Avram. There were 10 generations of Noach to Avram. The next Mishnah says, Asura nisyonis nisnasa Avraham Avinu. There were 10 Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. Fret of Chaim Volozhin, why does it say Avinu in the next Mishnah? Every word of Mishnah Meduyik. It didn't say 10 generations of Noach to Avram Avinu. Asur Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. It says Chaim Volozhin, Yisoy Godel. That when a father and a grandfather and when generations before worked on certain midos, they become second nature by the children. And therefore he says on people's Zach, these people in California, I love Israel t-shirts. They want to come. They barely know they're Jewish. Big I love with a big heart. I love Israel. Jerusalem. They come with a knapsack. They want to come to Israel. He doesn't even barely know he's Jewish. The Jews want to flock to Eretz Israel. Where does that come from? Well, we're Zionistic. We give to the Jewish National Fund. We plant trees in Ramot. I think it said some little kid, I have a little, you know, box that put money in. Jewish National Fund. Plant trees for Israel. It's not only that, but the tremendous desire, says Chaim Volozhin, to come to Israel came from the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha, Me'aretz Lecha, Me'aretz Lecha. Because Avram, when he came with that Nisoyin, he ingrained it into the DNA of Klal Yisrael, that we're going to love Eretz Israel, Rabbi. It's Eretz Israel, not Israel, not Medinat Israel. We love Eretz Yisrael, we love the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because Avram was Moshe Nefesh to come here, Rabbi Yisrael. Jewish people are ready to give their lives of Kiddush Hashem. Like a guy once asked, what's the godless of Yitzchak Avinu? What's so great? You know how many Jews sacrificed their lives all the years? That reminds us of the Maisa, when a guy came to Rav Palm and Torah Das one time, he said, what's the godless of the Psuki de Zimra? What's the godless of Sar of David Melch Tehillim? It's all in Psuki de Zimra. Everything's right in Psuki de Zimra. Where is the guy at Balabas? I don't understand. Everybody talks David Melch Tehillim. It's all in Psuki de Zimra already. Tell us what came first, Rabbi Yisrael, the chicken or the egg? What came first is Avram's dedication. He was Moshe Nefesh to put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, to give up his life for the Ibnei Shalom, b'chol nafshecho. And it was a big science, says Rabbi Salevi, for Avram, that Avram had to stay, was going to stay alive and see his son being sacrificed in front of him to stay alive. It was a big science. That is soya to give up our lives, Rabbi Yisrael. All the generations, the Shoah, Rahman al-Utzlan, Jews who barely were Jewish, they ran out, began to give up their lives. Jews stood before the gas chamber and they danced with Simcha. Zev, they put on the Pesach to the gate, to Auschwitz. Rahman al-Utzlan to the gas chamber. Zev, Shah al-Hashem, the goyim put it up and they went dancing happily, Taka. Zev, Hashem, Tzadikim, Yelchubog. Why? Where was this tremendous koyach to sing and dance? To sing and dance by the gates of the Gershon and no one going to death, but they knew this is the Matthias of a Yid. Where does this come from? From Avram Avinu, who was Matbia, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Nikra Avois. So up to Gemara Brachis, Shalosh Nikra Avois, Tazayin Amibayz. Three are called Avos. They're the Avos. They were matbi in us. These midos, Rabbi Yisrael, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha, Rabbi Yisrael. Those midos, the love of Hashem to be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a high madrega. And that's the pshad also. What state will chorev visa make say pshad in Rashi? Rasha, fakol mach Avram, avihem. He didn't say Avraham. Kakodmach Avraham Avihem. Avraham Avihem got up dedicated. And it's not just him. The Shoyrish from Avraham is in the kinder. All the generations. Just look here. Come here in the morning. You see how much everybody gets up. It's there, everybody says. It's going to happen. You just have to stir it up a little more. Dig a little deeper. But the people that get up early in the morning, everybody says. You know how many Vesikin Minyan there are there, everybody says, in the world? It's Lo Yomiki Yisupa. Lo Yomiki Yisupa. You go to in America and you see that they have Vesikin Minyan, everybody says. Early in the morning. Shabbos. During the week. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. Just in my neighborhood, there must be six Vasikin Minyan, Rabbi Yisrael. In Rechavia, my parents, they live in Rechavia. I would go into the Grod, now I'm in the Grod, Vasikin says, I used to be a big Miz, what's going on? Oh, Breslov has a Vasikin Minyan. And the French, the Sfarim have a Vasikin. There's another five Vasikin Minyan within Mamish, a radius of who knows how much, Rabbi Yisrael. 3 Minyan and Mamish, 2 minutes away from each other. All Vasikin Minyanim. Klal Yisrael has the koyach to get up, Rabbi Yisrael, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they have the koyach to withstand the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a tremendous void, Rabbi Yisrael, because a lot of times, Rabbi Yisrael, in life, not just a lot of times, everybody's going to have it. And so Shem says in Perek Aleph that every single kol matzav yinei matzav, kol matzav Shel Olam Zayin Nisyon Yisrael La'adam. Every matzav we're in Nisyon Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. It's like a mechama, but there are major Nisyon Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. There are major nisyonos that we have. Challenges, we'll call them, to our generation. Challenges. We have major challenges, Rabbi Yisrael. And a lot of those challenges, Rabbi Yisrael, are all year round, but especially now comes the famous time of year, most exclusive time of year, the Bein Hazman and Blues. The Bein Hazman and Blues, Rabbi Yisrael, which is a very big nisyonos for everybody. It's a very big problem. I said, how to get out of that bed. If it's during the Hazman, it's hard. Then Hazman gets even harder. Might as well just sink in. It's like, you know, quicksand. Just keep going deep in. And besides that, you don't have the greatest schedule being Hazman. So it's a very big deciding what to do. I mean, I don't know if it's a big deciding what to do by day. By night, it's not such a big deciding. But, it is the deciding by night. But he has what to do. But anyway, at night, you know, it used to be, I used to say, at night you used to have to catch up, you know, go into the basement. The old guys was the Bachrams, used to go into the basement, rent some type of thing. And three days with one bag of popcorn. You have to get out of there! 72 hours! You come down, it's eyeballs are glued to the screen, you have to cut it off with a knife. Mamish, 72 hours straight. But that was the olden days, and they had to go into the basement. Now you just go into your bed. Kimmy, you're tired, you're weary. You go with your torch, and you stay there and get a special day, one of those pods to hold it up. And you stay there for 3 weeks straight. It's time to go back to Israel. No movement. It became a solid piece of rock. His brain became a rock. It's time to go back. Bekitzo. Bein Hazman is a very, very big nisyon to guitar person, but it's always nisyon. Nisyon is around us all the time. A lot of times we say, how am I going to handle this nisyon? How am I going to get past this matzav? How am I going to be strong enough for Bein Hazman? And then you think for a second, wait a second. I'm a Ben Avram Yitzchak Yankov. There are matzavia in us. In our DNA, we have it in our shoyrish. It's in our DNA. We got to tap into it somewhere there in the body. We got to uncover it. It's buried under a lot of stuff, but deep in our DNA, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov have the koyach to withstand b'chol avavcha, the nisyonos of levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha. But it's nisyonos in momentus, nisyonos in levavcha, in tznius, in pritzus, nisyonos in b'chol nafshecha. Things that we have to tackle. Maybe have sometimes yisurin chas v'shalom. We're able to withstand it because we know it's embedded in our DNA, Rabbi Yisrael. And when we go back, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to go back like strong men, understand that we have those curls within, we have to tap into them. Sometimes until the Nisayon happens, we don't realize we have those curls, it comes out. But we have to understand, we don't look for Nisayon as Altash Nechayinu, but if the Nisayon has come up, and difficult situations come up, Rabbi Yisrael, we don't think we're not lost. Yeish lono of b'shamayim for sure, Rabbi Yisrael. The Baruch was always with us. We should ask the Sayin. But also we have to realize that we have tremendous koyuchos in our DNA. The koyuchos that Avraham Avinu was matbiha, the koyuchos of Yitzchak Avinu, the koyuchos of Yaakov Avinu, and so on and so forth, Rabbi Yisrael. So we have in the yeshiva many books, Rabbi Yisrael, the Doyli Oyla, and the things, Rabbi Yisrael. So sometimes we really get Chilish Hadas and this and that. But Rabbi Yisrael, I think it's a gvaldik gezach, first of all, to read it, to see this is our nation, but these are our people. These are our grandfathers, some of us. And our great uncles, and if they're related to us somehow, these are people who are from the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And look what they accomplished in life. You know how they accomplished it? Because they tapped in. They all tapped into that tremendous consciousness that a person has, a person. A person has to stand how great he is. Unbelievable. But the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that means you have. He's Avraham Avinu. All the Nishayinus. Komad over that Tav, don't go to Tav. Everything comes from Nachum Nishkamzu. Says the Pine Flush over there also. Avraham Avinu, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he came from Hashem, said, come to Eretz Yisrael, the land of the milk and honey. You have an unbelievable. He comes here. Rahim Rav Ba'aretz. If I'm didn't complain one, so to Rechaim Velojim, that was the Makor, he was Matbi in Kreisel. Koman to over the Kodesh Latav. It's all for the good. And that stayed with us forever, Rabbi Yisrael. So we have tremendous Kodesh, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore, when we go back, especially, Rabbi Yisrael, for the Bein Hazmanims, we have to understand that we can. No, Rabbi, it's impossible. Every time I go back for Bein Hazmanim. So obviously, don't be foolish. Don't go to the places or do the things that you did last Bein Hazmanim. But even if it's a difficult situation, Bein Hazmanim, or whenever during this month, it's difficult. There are places that create tremendous Yisroinis, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to think for a second, who am I? What kachas I really have? I'm a Ben Avraham. He was matbien in kachas to withstand Akeda, to withstand Asarin Yisroinis, Rabbi Yisrael. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Yisroinis. You have the kachas, Rabbi Yisrael. You got to tap into it, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a terrible mistake. This is what the Parsha is teaching us. The Bereshim told Bilam, you're not going to get this nation. The nation that continues to tap into the Shoyrish, Choygega Shalosh Medol, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zohar, Rabbi Yisrael, as we head into the Ben Hazmanim. First of all, I always say, Rabbi Yisrael, that you have to make up a schedule before you get on that plane. The Yetzer Hara, if your flight is 001 Thursday night, then the Yetzer Hara takes the 002 flight Wednesday night. Because you got to get ready, prepared. You can't just come back early. We'll get you on the same flight. That's his other friend, Yitzi Hara. He calls you on the flight. Make sure you don't miss one of the movies. Watch them today. They used to have one movie over and over and over again. Okay, we saw the movies. We watched the reruns. Today, Baruch Hashem, 61 movies they have for you. How's it possible? I don't know. It's like the guy, sir, you got to get off the plane. Landed 2 hours ago. The kids, how are we going to finish? Everybody said, how are you going to finish all the movies? I don't know. You watch, do the speed dial. Anyway, do a speed move, speed watch. They're speed dating, they're speed watching today. 40 movies in 12 hours. But anyway, after they finally get you off the plane, you're half brain dead from watching so many movies. Your eyeballs are red like anything. So, but anyway, you get off the plane, everybody say, so get on the plane with a plan, on the plane already. But get on the plane, everybody say, with a plan for Ben Hazmanim, everybody say. Start the day like Avraham Avinu, everybody say. If you can't get up at the Nets, get up a little bit early, get up at normal time. Be a daven with the B'nai say, okay, Avraham, okay, it's like daven a normal, a minion, everybody say. Make a seder after davening every day. B'nai Yankiv Torah, everybody say. Avoidah, do Torah, do Gemilah Sassodim. You're not going to learn a whole day, do Gemilah Sassodim. You're allowed to help out your parents. There's no Aveira, Rabbi Yisrael. I didn't see anywhere in Shulchan Aruch is Aveira, you're allowed to help out your parents. Even though they didn't scream at you 7 times, can you help me with the packages, or can you help straighten out the house? I think there's a head to, even though it's your Ben Hazmanim, so you work so hard during this month, look how hard you work, just come see. Take a picture, how hard you worked. It's not easy to stay in that bed so many hours. It's a very big avodah. You think it's easy? I don't know how I could do it. If you forced to stay in the bed, I wouldn't be able to do it. It's very hard. It's a mamash chokhma. Roll this way, roll that way. And this side could hurt a little bit. 7 hours on this shoulder. That you have to make a whole schedule how you're going to handle the bed. But the mice are now, it's time to relax. You know, you had a rough spine. Figuring out how to roll this way and that way. Now it's Ben Hazmanim. Now it's constantly, the arm hurts a little bit. He's going to go for physical therapy. He has what's it called, iPhone elbow, just came out. It used to be tennis elbow, and a new thing called iPhone elbow. Anyway, but the Maestro, so he comes back, and his mother needs help. Mom, and his mother, it's time to rest. I worked so hard. Whew! Rough man. Very rough man, this man. I gotta, you know, take it easy on me. I put away a few things in my room. It won't look like Hiroshima after the bomb. The kids are. I saw that in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, tap into those koichas to get yourself into a schedule and to make your day a normal day, Rabbi. But after Rabbi realized that this is the most important figure, Rabbi, I realized that Bilam was made to realize that Klal Yisrael is somebody that will never, never falter because we have deep shorshim, and those shorshim have been passed on to us. And therefore, Rabbi says, the nishyonos that we go through in life, Rabbi says, whether it's in b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafcha, miyodecha, you have to realize that we have the koyach. You can. Don't be telling Rabbi, I can't. You can. You don't want maybe, but you can. Yes, I can, because I'm a ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. If we tap into the koyach, Rabbi says, we can realize that we can go to tremendous, tremendous places, Rabbi says, unbelievable places that we never thought we can go before. Because the koyches are there, it's otzum v'noira, then it was matbiya with us, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the generations of matbiya in us, and all our grandparents, Rabbi Yisrael. They also worked at matbiya in us, tremendous, tremendous koyches, Rabbi Yisrael. To be zeichah, to understand this, to tap into that, and never feel alone, never feel we don't have the strength, the Baruch Hashem should bench us all, tremendous koyches. To be zeichah, to be stand in the shoyness, and lift ourselves up, and to grow and to continue to grow and to be a nachas to our parents, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we shouldn't have to go back.